Hello, I'm Robert Kraft. Welcome to Experiment of the Week. If you ask anybody in my family, they'll tell you that I've always loved tricks. I love science tricks, magic tricks, playing tricks on my little brother, all sorts of tricks. Well, this time, we're going to trick your eyes into tricking your brain. And to do that, we're going to start with a black and white photo. And making your eyes tell your brain that the photo is in color. To do that, we're going to use something called retinal fatigue. The retina is a layer of light-sensitive rod and cone cells at the back of your eye. The rod cells detect things that are light and dark, as well as movement. The cone cells detect color, and those are the cells we're going to play with. Now, we're going to start by looking at this red box. Stare at the black dot in the center, and try not to let your eyes wander. The red light from that box is hitting the cone cells in your retinas, causing the red-sensitive cone cells to give off a chemical that stimulates nerve receptors, sending a message to your brain telling it that you're seeing something red. After a few seconds, those chemicals start to deplete. You start to run low on them. So that part of your retina becomes less sensitive to red light. Then, when you look at something white, that part of your retina sees white minus some red, letting you see an afterimage that's a light blue color known as cyan. White light is made up of all the colors mixed together. Cyan is the color that you get if you take white light and remove the red part. Every color has an inverse, a color that you get if you subtract the original color from white light. Keep in mind that we're talking about colors of light, not mixing paints. That's a totally different thing. What color do you think you would get if you removed this blue from white light? Yellow. So this color yellow is the inverse of that color blue. You may have seen inverse images of flags that are green, black, and yellow instead of red, white, and blue. Well, we're going to take that a step further. We're going to start with this strange-looking picture. Watch the numbers in the center. Stare at the image, and the cones in the retina are becoming fatigued, becoming less sensitive to the colors they're seeing. By holding your eyes very still, you let specific areas of your retina become less sensitive to specific colors. When the numbers reach 30, the image will switch back from these strange colors to that black and white photo that you saw at the beginning of the video. But because of retinal fatigue, for a few seconds the image seemed to be in color. You just tricked your eyes into fooling your brain. If you think I'm tricking you, watch this video again, but this time don't stare at the numbers. Instead, move your eyes around the photo to different parts of the page. As the photo changes, you'll see that it truly is a black and white photo. You really did trick your eyes and your brain. That's all for this time. Have a wonderful week. So that part of your retina becomes less sensitive to red light. Let's start by looking at this red box. Stare at the black dot in the center and try not to let your eyes wander. The red light on the saw is telling you not to do this now. Start by. I hate taping outdoors. I love taping outdoors, in spite of the noise.